For sports fans, August means different things. For those who follow American football, August is traditionally when players begin training. For tennis lovers, the United States Open begins on August 28th in New York City. For basketball fans, well, they have a little time. The National Basketball Association just released its full list of games for the coming season. Opening night is October 31st. Fans of stock car racing just had one of the major events of the NASCAR season, the All-State 400 at the Brickyard. So, what have we left out? Oh, yes, the boys and girls of summer. Little League Baseball. Their World Series is August 27th in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. As for the major leagues, their World Series is not until October. So we still have time to bring you some music and poetry of America's traditional pastime. Here are Shirley Griffith and Ray Freeman.
Baseball expert Warner Fusell writes that there are probably more than 1,000 songs about baseball. The most popular is "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." It was written in 1908 by Jack Norworth. He wrote it after seeing a sign about baseball in an underground train in New York City. His friend Albert von Tilzer put the words to music. Mr. Norworth reportedly had never seen a Major League Baseball game. He did not see one until 33 years after he wrote the song.
People still sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" during baseball games. Near the end of the game, people become tired of sitting on the hard seats. So during a special time in the game, everyone stands up and stretches their arms and legs. This tradition is called the seventh inning stretch. Everyone sings a song together. Most often, it is "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." Here it is sung by the National Pastime Orchestra and singers.
Nellie Kelly loved baseball games, knew the players, knew all their names. You could see her there every day, shout hooray when they play. Her boyfriend by the name of Joe said to Coney, "I'll be, let's go." Then Nellie started to fret and pout, and to him I heard her shout, "Take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd, buy me some peanuts and cracker jack, I don't care if I never come back." Let me root, root, root for the home team, if they don't win it's a shame, for it's 1, 2, 3 strike out.
Baseball expert Richard Miller writes that many songs about other subjects, such as love, use words and expressions from baseball. For example, in a song written in 1912, a woman tells her boyfriend that she will not like him unless he is a good baseball player. The song is called, "If You Can't Make a Hit in a Ball Game, You Can't Make a Hit with Me."
In 1943, George Moriarty wrote a song designed to support American forces fighting in World War II. Mr. Moriarty was a former baseball player and manager for the Detroit Tigers team. His song is called, "You're Gonna Win That Ball Game, Uncle Sam." It is performed here by the National Pastime Orchestra and singers.
Uncle Sam, when you play ball, the rules must all be fair. Your name is in our golden frame for playing on the square. Uncle Sam, we've made a vow since that Pearl Harbor raid, and now it's up to you to show them how the game is played. You're gonna win that ball game, Uncle Sam, so pitch that cannonball the way you can. You were slow beginning, but just wait till that ninth inning. You can finish what they all began. Your team is all behind you to a man. So take your bat and make that home run slam. Keep the bases loaded till your hits have all exploded. You're gonna win that ball game, Uncle Sam.